When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 423. Four Secrets to Mastering Affiliate Marketing with a Small Blog by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm Dan. I am your personal narrator here. And welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, where I read to you each and every day, including weekends and holidays, from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And with that, let's get right to today's post from Jen Hayes as we optimize your life. Four Secrets to Mastering Affiliate Marketing with a Small Blog by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. If you're hearing this, you're probably interested in affiliate marketing, but you aren't sure if you can really make money with it because your blogging traffic is relatively low. I've been there. I'm working on increasing my traffic, mainly by improving my Pinterest strategy. But in the meantime, I've learned a lot about how to master affiliate marketing with a small blog. First off, for those of you who are new to affiliate marketing, what is affiliate marketing? With affiliate marketing, a blogger will post a link to a product or service on her blog. When someone clicks on the link and makes a purchase, the blogger will earn a commission on the sale. Typical conversion rates are about 1%. This means that if 1,000 people read a blog post, only 10 people will click on an affiliate link in the post, and even fewer will actually buy the product or service. This is why traffic matters. If 1 million people read an article, 10,000 will click on the affiliate link, and a percentage of those 10,000 will buy the product. In this scenario, your chance of making a sale, or multiple sales, is much greater. Traffic is important, but it is certainly not the only factor that drives successful affiliate marketing. It is entirely possible to make money with affiliate marketing even without a huge amount of traffic. Here are a few tips for mastering affiliate marketing with a smaller blog. Select a product that benefits your readers. This one goes for anyone who wants to make money with affiliate marketing. To get your readers to purchase something, they need to trust you. You build trust by offering valuable advice and promoting awesome products. Trying to sell something sleazy won't help you or your readers. I once read a blog post that was sponsored by Sally May and instantly felt turned off when I saw who was sponsoring the post. Be careful to work with brands that are trusted and ones who can provide something useful to your readers. The products or services should make sense for your niche. For example, my niche is personal finance and frugal living. If I were to promote Ferraris or $20,000 Birkin bags, it would seem odd to my readers. In contrast, my readers would love to learn about an app that can help them to save money on groceries. Choose a product that appeals to your entire audience. When you have a relatively small audience, you need to choose affiliate products that will appeal to most of your readers, not just a small subset of them. For example, many personal finance bloggers with high traffic promote products such as Bluehost for website hosting or student loan refinancing. LendEDU is a popular choice. There's nothing wrong with promoting Bluehost or LendEDU, and both of these companies have affiliate programs that pay well. However, I find that most of my readers aren't interested in these products. Why? Because they only appeal to people with very specific interests. Bluehost is a website hosting service. The only people that will be interested in purchasing a hosting service are people who want to start a blog. Someone who already has a blog or has no interest in blogging isn't going to sign up for Bluehost. Likewise, LendEDU only appeals to readers who currently have student loans. My readers who have never had student loans or have already paid off their loans aren't interested in refinancing loans. So what does appeal to a lot of my readers? Resources that can help anyone to save money. Ibotta and Ebates are both great affiliate programs to use because they can be used by anyone who wants to save money on everyday items. and both sites are free to use, which also makes them more appealing. The downside of these types of affiliate program is that they typically pay less. For example, Ibotta pays $5 per referral. In contrast, Bluehost pays around $65 or more per signup. My recommendation is to do a mix of both. Find some affiliate programs that appeal to most of your audience and may pay a fairly low amount, and select some that might fit only certain members of your audience but pay much higher. Pick something free. Convincing someone to purchase something expensive can be a challenge, especially on a frugal living blog. Some people might consider it if the item will provide value to their lives, but others just aren't in a position to spend money on anything expensive. This is why choosing a free product or service is a great option. I promote Ibotta, Ebates, Shopkick, and Credit Sesame, which are all free apps. It's not hard to convince someone to download a free app that will help them to save money. In some cases, you can use an affiliate link to promote a free product or service. Then, once the person has clicked on the link and is browsing the website, the person who owns the site does the hard selling and has the task of convincing the person to buy something that isn't free. You might still earn a commission on the product the person purchased, even though the item you promoted in your blog was free. Learn more about affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing used to be a complete mystery to me until I took Michelle Schroeder Gardner's class, Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing. Michelle makes over $50,000 per month with affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is so much more than just slapping a couple links up here and there and hoping that someone makes a purchase. In Michelle's course, you'll learn how to pick the best affiliate products to promote, how to increase conversion rates, different strategies to use to promote affiliate products, how to use Pinterest to succeed at affiliate marketing, the exact steps she's taken to earn $300,000 from a single blog post, and so much more. Now, prior to taking Michelle's course, I was just earning a few pennies on Amazon every month. Now I've earned money through multiple different affiliate programs, and I'm confident that I can continue to grow my affiliate income. I'm extremely frugal, so I only purchase blogging classes if I know I'll see a huge ROI for my blog. Michelle's class was definitely worth it. Mastering affiliate marketing. Traffic is important for affiliate marketing, but it is certainly possible to make money with affiliate marketing with a smaller blog. Make sure to choose a product that provides value to all or most of your readers instead of just a small subset of them. Selecting a free product or service is a great option that will appeal to many people. Lastly, learn as much as you can about affiliate marketing strategies. You just listened to the post, 4 Secrets to Mastering Affiliate Marketing with a Small Blog by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree. Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And I want to give a big thanks to Jen, our author today, as she wears a lot of hats. She's a wife, pug mom, HR pro, blogger, yogi, and organizing junkie, just to name a few. She started her blog years ago as Frugal Millennial, a site dedicated to helping others manage their money. But her passion has grown beyond personal finance now, and her mission is to help you live a happier, more intentional, purpose-driven life. Her husband, Ben, is also part of the team. He handles everything related to design and web development for the blog, and he keeps everything running smoothly behind the scenes. Ben loves video games, cars, and chai tea. He once owned a smart car, and now he dreams of owning the Peel P50, the world's smallest car. And the rest of their team includes their two pugs, who you can read about on the site. So come visit Jen online at jenhayes.me for a bunch of freebies and more articles. And thank you again to Jen for letting us share her work today. And that's going to do it for episode 423. I thank you so much for being a subscriber to the show, which helps you get all the episodes automatically and free right to the podcast app of your choice. So have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.